to write.
And the past would be
wrote, and I have written.
And after you go to the trouble of writing them, you say you expect to get
an answer.
And you take the letter, put it in an envelope, and
address it.
You might say, well, I'd like to write so and so, but I don't know his
address.
The end is inside, so
okay.
I'm a bit tired. Appreciate it.
That's quite all right.
What say if a little boy has acquired a new skill, like maybe how to whistle, something like that. You might say, well, who? How to do that?
Who taught?
And say if somebody asks you if you put up that new fence you've been talking about putting up, you might say, well, no, but I pretty soon.
But I will.
Have you ever heard of any particular names for a child who goes around telling on other children?
A tattletale. A brat.
Yeah. To you, is there any difference between tattling and gossiping?
Mm-hmm. There is.
It's kind of hard thing to put your finger.
It's kind of, yeah, it is, but there's a difference, and it's not so much a substantive difference as one of degree.
Yeah.
But there is gossip is sort of like is usually involved, well, tattling is just someone going around and telling, but gossip usually involves two people sitting down and just dissecting someone.
Do you usually associate one or the other with children or adults?
Yeah, being a tattletale, I usually associate with a child, and gossiping usually starts high school and on up.
Right. What about these things that you pick out in your yard, put in vases in the house?
Flowers.
And these things that children play with, they have a lot of
toys.
Heard that called anything else?
Toys. Playthings.
Or say, I think I've asked you this, but say if I have something that you need right now, you'd say, bring me that.
Bring me that. Give me that.
And the past would be, yesterday I
gave. Given.
And say, oh, you might say something like, well, I'm glad I got my umbrella. I'm glad I had my umbrella. We hadn't been on the block before it
rained.
Or it
began to rain.
What about the present form there? Say you to do something. To
what?
You, yeah, just you said began for past. Present. It
begins.
Yeah, right. And I have already
begun.
Or if you want to get somewhere in a hurry, you wouldn't just walk, but you begin to
run.
And yesterday I
ran.
And I
run.
Or if you don't know where somebody was born, you might ask, well, where does he from?
Come from.
Yesterday I
came. And I've come.
Or perceiving something with your eyes, you say that you
see it, saw, seen.
Or say if the highway is impassable because the road crew is out there from the highway department, you say you can't get through there because the road's all
torn up.
Or if a man gives his wife, say, a bracelet as a gift, she just sitting there looking at it, he might say, well, why don't you go ahead and
put it on.
And talking about asking somebody if he's able to perform some function, you might say, well, now, can you?